Boris the Bear, based on an old African fable. On considering the source of your criticism and praise.
"That wasn't too bad," young Boris, a big black Russian bear, said to himself as he swayed on his hind paws in front of the large mirror. "I'll try it again."
He pressed a button on the MP3 player, and strains from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite resumed. Clumsily lifting a hind paw, Boris attempted to turn and fell, rolling on his back. He stood up, and after a few further attempts, managed the initial steps required to dance a waltz.
"Excellent," he muttered. "I think I am ready to show what I can do for Garibaldi, my wise little monkey friend. His rehearsal with the organ grinder should be over by now."
With a smug grin, Boris lumbered out of the tent, carrying his MP3 player. After making his way between bustling circus members, trailers, and brightly colored tents, Boris came to an open grassy area alongside a farm where he found Garibaldi, wearing his customary red and gold embroidered pillbox hat and matching waistcoat. He was sitting on a fence enjoying a banana.
"Beautiful sunset, don't you think?" said Garibaldi.
"Yeah," said Boris. "How were rehearsals?"
"So-so. Giacomo said I was a little slow on the uptake. Well, he was pumping out a new piece of music today with which I was totally unfamiliar."
"Humph," said Boris. "Sounds unfair."
"Maybe, but I can't entirely blame my master," said Garibaldi. "I must admit I've been goofing off lately. Need to practice more. Makes perfect, you know. Want a banana?"
Boris shook his head.
"So what's up?"
"I'm practicing for the Dancing Bear audition," said Boris.
"Really? Think Nikita will accept you?"
"Yeah, she'll be bowled over. I can even see myself going on to join the Moscow State Circus."
"Wow, ambitious idea,"
Boris grinned.
"I've got my dreams. I mean, this Olga Kasakov two-bit traveling road show is hardly what you call a real cool circus."
"I don't know about that," said Garibaldi. "We may be small, but we pack the tent in every village, and most of all the children love us. Anyway, I gather you brought your MP3 player to give me a demonstration."
"So I did. Tell me what you think."
With a graceful movement of the Nutcracker Suite wafting on the evening breeze, Boris, despite a couple of tumbles, clumsily but proudly performed his beginner's waltz steps.
"There,"
he panted at last.
"What do you think?"
Garibaldi winced, drew his breath, and smiled apologetically.
"Honestly?"
"Of course, Gary, you're my friend. Your opinion counts."
Garibaldi's brow furrowed, and he tugged at his tiny forked beard.
"Well, it's a very good start."
"What do you mean, a very good start?"
"Exactly that. You have potential, but I think you need a little more practice. Or maybe I should say, to be perfectly honest, a lot more practice."
Boris's eyes blazed. "You don't know what you're talking about. And like you, my friend, I'm working on serious choreography. After all, what do you do but a few stupid antics to oompa-pa ditties?"
"Granted," Garibaldi said patiently as he peeled another banana. "But it gives the kids a giggle, and I must admit I'm pretty good at what I do."
"Pah," said Boris, and stormed off across the pasture.
"Nikita's an expert bear trainer," he shouted over his shoulder. "She will love it."
"She most certainly will, kid,"
Boris heard a slurping, guttural voice pipe up from behind the farm fence. He peered over. There, wallowing in a pen amidst a foul-smelling mire of manure and swill, was a huge, filth-bedecked pig chomping on a rotten apple core.
"What did you say?"
Boris asked, holding his nose.
"I said that Nikita will love it,"
the pig replied through smacking tusks.
"I watched your little performance just then, and I want to tell you that your monkey friend was talking through his fancy little hat."
"You mean I don't need to practice?"
The pig sniggered.
"Nah, take it easy and don't worry about it. You and me are doing great."
Still holding his nose, Boris stared in revulsion at the pig for a few moments, then mumbled a thank you and slowly walked off. By now the sun had fully set as Boris, having pondered on the sight, sound, and smell of the pig, reconsidered Garibaldi's advice as he made his way toward the lights of the circus camp.
My friend is right.
Practice makes perfect, he muttered, and resolved to practice diligently for at least 3 months before humbly auditioning as a dancing bear for Olga Kasakov's traveling circus.